Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever stopped to wonder whether an imported mineral water can genuinely, unapologetically talk about sustainability? It's actually a question that creates real tension. Importing means crossing oceans, and crossing oceans and crossing oceans means carbon emissions. There is simply no way to claim that imported water is greener than something produced locally. The laziest response is to avoid the conversation entirely and just say, "We sell good water." But I chose a different path. I laid out the full accounting and drew the boundaries clearly. Rosbacher is a water the Celts were drinking 2,000 years ago. The 750-milliliter glass bottle on your table tonight traveled 20,000 kilometers by sea to reach your hands. What happens on the German side is genuinely rigorous. The Bad Vilbel facility has been carbon neutral since 2020. It runs on hydroelectric green energy, and the glass bottles can be refilled locally up to 50 times. But that closed-loop system ends at the port of Hamburg. Once a bottle leaves Germany, it can never return to be refilled. That brings us to what matters on the Taiwan side. Many people assume glass is automatically the more sustainable choice, but in Taiwan, PET plastic bottles achieve a recycling rate of 95%, while glass sits at only 45%. So what is the real difference? Every time a PET bottle is recycled, its structural integrity degrades, and eventually it breaks down into microplastics. Glass, by contrast, can be melted down and remade indefinitely, with no loss of quality across cycles. So in the specific context of sitting down for a meal, choosing a glass bottle over a plastic one is the most direct entry point into participating in that cycle. The German system ends at the port of Hamburg. The commitment on the Taiwan side begins the moment you choose glass.